For years, we have heard people in parts of New Hampshire call out for one thing that we have had and that they have gone without: broadband internet access. Well, now some of them have it through a project called Network NH Now. And to learn more about it, we turn to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and the blog of the same name at granitegeek.org. Hi, David.
Hi there. Good to be here.
What's the scope of the project?
Basically, it's 800 miles of fiber optic, a loop that sort of swings down by the Mass border and goes up through the valley and cuts over around the lake region and back down. It's a middle mile is what they call it. So there's sort of the first mile, which is the extreme backbone of the system that carries the very large amounts of data. And then there's middle mile, which takes it very close to the customer. And then there's, of course, that good old last mile, which is getting it into your house or business, which can be difficult. And now the point is to get it into actual people's houses and businesses, and so that these folks can have broadband in places like Ringe, which is the town that I talk about specifically in my column.
And since we're talking about middle mile and last mile, is funding that last mile and getting those connections to houses and businesses going to be a problem funding-wise in some communities?
Well, sure it is. I mean, it's always the complicated part. I mean, there's something called New Hampshire Fast Roads, which actually is what is doing the connection directly to houses in Ringe, and I believe also in Enfield, a town up by Lebanon. Those were two that were chosen to actually get last mile connections as part of Network New Hampshire Now. 150 houses have been hooked up so far, and several hundred more. And these are folks that actually get fiber right to the house. So they've got 20 megabit per second connections, which is probably faster than what you have at home, certainly faster than what I have at home.
I was going to say, some of these are people who, while the rest of us have been streaming movies on Netflix at home, have been hearing that dial-up modem noise, and now they're having these super fast connection speeds.
Absolutely. In fact, for many of these places, you know, I was writing about them 15 years ago trying to get any kind of internet, so it has been an issue for a while, which is the whole idea behind a project like Network New Hampshire Now, is to just bring it to places where there isn't enough customer base for Comcast or Fairpoint or anybody else to string the fiber. That's really the expensive stuff is for most rural areas. And so this is where the government stepped in.
So with that in mind, are Comcast and Fairpoint, these internet service providers, saying fine with us?
I believe that is a leading question, Counselor. Of course they're not. They regard it often as taxpayer-supported competition to them. And in my column, I talk about one particular customer I talked to who had DSL lines over copper from Fairpoint. In fact, he had two of them, and he also had a satellite internet, and he had DirecTV, which is satellite, and he's dropped all of them in favor of his connection to the new broadband because he can get pretty much all those services online. That's not a good thing from those companies' point of view, but from his point of view, he'd been waiting for those companies to bring this kind of service to him for 20 years, and it wasn't going to happen. But the hope is that this kind of broadband, just like the highways of the past, will cause businesses to form in more rural areas, more jobs to be developed, telemedicine, long-distance education, playing World of Warcraft, all the important parts of being a member of the 21st century.
David Brooks is, in World of Warcraft terminology, the level 100 granite geek. You can find a link to his latest column at nhpr.org. David, thanks as always.